Hi, everybody. It's Meghna Chakrabarty. We've got something really special for you in your On Point podcast feed today. If you can, I'd like you to give yourself the chance while you're listening to really slow down and find a quiet space. Give yourself the gift of a couple of minutes to experience a moment of renewal. Because as you probably know, through the summer and fall, we held a 10-part series of voter roundtables. And one of those voters talked to us on September 23rd. He's Ahmed Azuvedi, and he lives in Beaverton, Oregon. He was born in Iraq, and when he came on the show, he told us he'd just become a U.S. citizen. So when did you become a U.S. citizen?
3 days ago.
3 days ago. Congratulations.
Thank you.
What was that moment like? What was the ceremony like?
It's a dream come true because, honestly, I was dying to get my citizenship before the election.
Ahmed got to vote. Living in Oregon, with its all-vote-by-mail system, he had his son take a video as he dropped off his ballot. And in the video, Ahmed does a little dance.
Because I was happy. This is like first time for me. This is like historical moment for me and my family.
So here's the update. It just so happens that Ahmed and his wife, Rasha, had something else to look forward to in early November. They were expecting their third child, the first born in the United States.
We thought it will be around like November 8, 9. We don't know.
Which, funnily enough, would have been right around when the presidential race was finally called. However, something even better happened. Election day arrives, and early on November 3rd...
Like around 2 a.m., my wife, she said, like, I think I need to go to hospital.
Yeah, you know where this is going.
We're in the hospital, and everybody, like all the nurse and doctors, they try to focus. And I was watching news in the room, like ignoring everything just to see what we got. Like, and like my wife, she looking to me like, really? Like, this is, do you think this is the time?
9:22 a.m. Pacific time on November 3rd. Rasha, who, by the way, Rasha, I am totally with you. You were right to chide your husband. Rasha and Ahmed's son, Ali, was born.
I was happy, like, for Ali to arrive at that day. Like, I said, yes, like, we have something, like, will remind that day forever.
Mom and baby are healthy, so Ahmed, Rasha, and Ali were home by Saturday. Ahmed told us when they learned the race had been called for President-elect Joe Biden, he danced again.
We danced together. The victory dance. So he opened his eyes like wide, and I think he asking like, what's happened right now? Like, why I'm shake like this? Like, so anyway, I don't know. Let's hope one day he will understand that. Honestly, I will tell him we had like a big fight, like, I mean, an election. And especially with the big numbers, we got people to make them involved with the election. This is victory. And this is for both sides. They need to be proud of it. And for him, I will tell him we will not forget his birthday because it's election day. And I will keep feeding him ideas that we need to keep this nation united and work for the better future for our kids.
And that's the thing, isn't it? Sometimes it takes a new American, like Ahmed, to remind us. This man, who came from Iraq, who says he saw firsthand the war-torn, blood-soaked costs of insurmountable division.
For that, I moved. So our responsibility to stand for this nation and not let any politician to try to divide us.
Every 4 years, Americans from all walks of life, all political persuasions, have the chance to touch the spirit of renewal. The process is imperfect, but the opportunity is there. So There's one last thing we asked Ahmed Azuvedi to do for us. We asked him to record a message for his son, the newest citizen in his family. And he did it, holding his baby in his big arms, stroking Ali's tiny cheek and chin. Ahmed spoke to the man Ali might become.
You know you weren't on election day, right? We love you because you bring all the good luck for our nation, right? Huh? Baba? Habibi? Kalepo? Hey man, listen. When you growing up, let someone can make this nation united again. Or you can be that person who will make this nation united again. Okay? Love you.
I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Thanks for listening. This is On Point.